Welcome back to the Dry Podcast with me, Matt Pink, aka the Better Life Guy. And I'm flying solo again because I've had the pleasure of Andy Ramage's company for the last few weeks. And Crystal has been skiing and she's come back for a few days. She's got her hair done, she's unpacked, she's packed again, and she's gone off to Italy for a week. So here we are, grafting away. And I thought, what should I do with the podcast this week? But I'm determined to do one every single week. So here we are on my own. And I thought what I would do is have a little reflection about the first quarter of the year, because I think it's important to have these moments throughout the year, because we get quite caught up in end of year, what's happened this year, New Year's Eve, reflect, and then New Year's Day, what we're going to do this year, have a little think about New Year's resolutions. And then by the end of January, it's kind of all just business as normal. But I think at the end of March, beginning of April, I think it's a great time to reflect because A, you can see how quickly the year goes. We've already done a quarter of it. That is mad. B, I think personally, once the sun comes out and it's spring and it's summer, I think the time goes even quicker. So it's that awareness that what's to come needs to happen quickly if we're going to get on with it. And C, having the time to pause to reflect is something that sober people do more than when we're not sober. Let's put it that way. Because when you get caught in the trap of the cycle of doom, when you're going from one day to the next, paycheck to payday to payday, and just not looking much further than the week ahead, it's quite easy to get sucked into just being pulled along for literally years and decades. And that's certainly the case in my life. So yeah, I was reflecting myself, and it's been tough. It's been tough at the start of the year with everything that's going on in the world. Put off TV, you see some madness going on all over the place. The world seems to be in an economic downfall. Everyone's feeling a pinch, and alongside the dark nights and the cold weather, it can feel quite tough. And I think it's quite important to note that even if you're alcohol free, it can still feel quite tough. And I just wanted to sort of encourage everybody really to just have a little moment to think about that, because whilst our being alcohol free is the answer to a lot of our problems in many ways, and it does leave us feeling significantly better and more positive across all areas of our life, family, friends, money, relationships, mental health, physical health, it can also be frustrating when you still have problems, when you still have money problems or friendship problems or marriage problems, and you still don't feel 100% all of the time mentally or physically. And it's like, hang on a minute, I thought this was supposed to be the answer. And it very much is. And it takes you much, much further, much higher as a baseline in everyday living. But it also definitely still leaves us facing life. And Andy always uses the quote, "Behind the mountains are more mountains." And I love that, because if you frame it that way, you don't anticipate anything other than mountains behind mountains. Rather than behind this mountain, everything's going to be clear and clean and shiny and sunny, there's more ahead. But I think the gift of sobriety, or definitely taking a break from the booze, means that we're building ourselves into these super strength characters, these almost like superheroes, because it is a superpower. And when you're faced with these problems, or life comes and kicks you in the nuts, then you're able to deal with it much better than you would have done if you were hungover, or if you were just going to run to the pub and have 5 pints. So it is very easy to get caught up in that, oh, maybe I'll just drink then if life's still this tough. But I can assure you, if you did that, you'd have all the problems, you'd attract more problems, and the problems you have would feel and seem much worse than they actually are. So it's also a good time to think about the positives and think about how much you have achieved this year. And there will be things you have achieved this year so far, even if you struggle to think about it. Might be that you set yourself a little target to get to the gym, and maybe you got there. Might be you wanted to do a few more steps, maybe you did it. Even if it's for a little period of time, you've done it. It might be that you wanted to start reading, you've got a book and you've got that far, but you haven't actually read it yet, but at least you've ordered one. Yeah, there's small reasons to be positive, and there's massive reasons to be positive. And likewise, there's plenty of people on the app that went sober with us in Get Dry January and are still smashing it. That's an incredible achievement for anybody to still be doing it now. You're over 100 days. And I think for me, that's when you're really getting into the swing of it. And from 100 days to sort of 6 months is quite a nice position to be in. and it's very enjoyable, and you'll be feeling all the benefits of it. But for some people like me that have been in it for a long time, I'm still looking for those kicks. I'm like, how do I reform a nice pink cloud above my head so I can get all the benefits of that early sobriety now, 4 years down the line? And in truth, I'm not sure if we'll ever be able to find that on that level, because I think when you stop poisoning yourself and stop damaging yourself and stop destroying your sleep every day and replace it with nourishing your body, moving your body, and sleeping well every night, I think the transformation in feeling is incredible, and it'd be tough to be topped. But having said that, there are still things you can do. I've got into a really good habit this year of the hot and cold stuff, and I'm not saying I'm in my cold plunge every day. I've got an upright paddling pool. It's not exactly the most attractive proposition when I wake up in the morning, and I definitely don't do it usually when I wake up in the morning. But I have done it. I've done it more than I did it. I've done it more than I've done it ever in my life this year, which is a step forward. I've probably done it a dozen times, and I find it a little bit easier. And also, I've discovered the sauna much more at the gym. And so, actually, doing the hot and the cold. So, if I do a sauna at the gym and do a cold shower, I get a nice little buzz from that. It gives me a nice sort of high vibration, and I feel great coming out the gym. So, I'm still toying a bit. I'm still playing a bit. And whilst I can't run, which gives me my big serotonin boost because of my injury, I'm able to find other things to do. It's about getting around problems, not just facing a problem and standing still. What can I do to get around it? So that they're sort of my things this year. I've been, been very much family focused, as I always am. I've been very much focused on doing things that I can't, that when I can't run, what else can I do? I've been spinning, been lifting weights. I've signed up to a new CrossFit gym. I'm doing the hot and cold stuff. I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of the things we've done with Dry this year. We've done the Get Dry course with record numbers in January. We've just signed up a record number of people for April. Again, the April number's brilliant, and they're all new faces, which is incredible to see. We did our Next Step course for the second time, and it was incredible in February. We've just opened Club Dry, which is our third phase of our courses. So you do Get Dry to get rid of the booze, you do the Next Step to step foot into the world of self-development. And then Club Dry is an ongoing self-development club, which is for people that have done those two steps. And that's happened now. So we're doing things, we're doing bits, and it's easy to get sucked into the dark nights, like I said, and the cold weather and the mundaneness and jobs of today. But there is a lot to be cheerful for. And all you've got to do is put one foot in front of the other and think about what you can do today to make your life a little bit better. And before you know it, those things will compound over time. And there's also so much going on in the world of dry. Like I said, there's loads of you guys doing the Get Dry course now in April. We've got our Next Step course happening again in May. So that kicks off May the 1st, which is for anybody that's sort of ditched the booze and ready to take on the world of self-development. That is a massive course for us. And that goes over 6 weeks. And that's where we really get stuck into everything else other than sobriety, which is super cool. And also we've got Tryfest, which is now only a few months away, because we're now into the month of April and it's happening in June. So if you haven't got your tickets for that, by the way, get yourself some, because kids go free up to a certain amount. And we've still got a few places left and the kids go free. And it's just going to be an action-packed day. We've got people doing yoga, we've got breathwork classes, we've got alcohol-free bar, we've got all of us up there, we've got guest speakers, we've got a chill out area for people that just want to calm down. We've got a whole church which is going to do some really cool stuff in. We've got a DJ doing a DJ set. There's merch for exclusive merch. It's in the middle of summer, it's summer solstice, it's out in Somerset. What more do you want? Possibly. You can get your tickets in the app under the event section, or you can go to dryapp.com. So there we have it, guys. I just wanted to encourage you to get stuck in to what you've done this year. Be proud of everything you've done this year, because it ain't easy. It's very, very tough, in fact. So anything we are doing, I think, is worth celebrating. And we can get easily sucked in. We're negatively biased in the way we're wired. We look at the negatives in ourselves, and it's not how it needs to be. So focus on the positives, be proud of what you've achieved, and get ready for what's to come, because the months go so quick and the year will be up before you know it. So be proud of yourself, whatever stage you're at of your dry journey. Keep going, keep plowing on, keep tuning in to us at 7:30 a.m. Get signed up to the courses, come and see us at Dry Fest, and we'll see you hopefully with a co-host next week.